This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Mountain West News Bureau's collaboration with the CBC looks at the closure of the world's longest international border due to the pandemic. Nate Hedgie and Bob Keating report.
There's a sign above a car wash in the small town of Eureka, Montana that says, "Losing your liberty is far worse than any virus." Matthew Barrett believes that.
It's hard not to feel like we're being played.
We're sitting in the lobby of a shipping depot downtown. Barrett has long hair, glasses, and a lot of opinions about the pandemic, which he calls the scamdemic.
What I've seen is an agenda being worked by the fearmongers.
Those fearmongers, he says, are everyone from liberal politicians to the media to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Who, the more we listen to, the less believable he became.
Barrett also questions the CDC's official death count and whether elected officials are making decisions based on science or politics. His opinions illustrate a startling dichotomy in America these days that the pandemic is highlighting. People like Barrett are losing faith in our institutions. He believes the response to the virus is overblown and mostly a ruse to get President Trump out of office, drum up the threat, kill the economy, and then blame it all on Donald.
That is literally how cold-hearted and calculating they are, that they would hurt their own people for a win in November.
It's an opinion held by President Trump himself, but it's important to note here that a majority of Americans do believe the pandemic is real and getting worse, and more than two-thirds of them believe Trump has done a poor job handling the crisis. Part of that criticism is driven by the president leaving much of the U.S. response up to the states.
You can say federalist, you can say there's lots of different reasons. I would rather have the governors do it, make their own determination.
This approach has led to a mishmash of responses, state by state, community by community. And in libertarian-leaning towns like Eureka, that's meant not much locally led action. I visit there just before Montana's Democratic governor issues a statewide mask order for counties with four or more cases. And only a few people are wearing masks voluntarily, including Laverna Monroe.
This is my store.
She runs a gift shop and believes folks don't wear masks voluntarily here because many of them are Trump supporters.
And if we had a leader that maybe would enforce or say wearing masks was good, they might do it.
Monroe blames the nation's poor response to COVID on the White House.
I would go right to the top.
To the president?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For not having a...
For not taking it serious. Yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
But despite a growing frustration with Trump and rising coronavirus numbers, many Americans are also traveling more, visiting Montana or coming back home after a vacation.
Like the lady that came in from, had just flown up from Mexico City and was saying, oh, how bad it was in Mexico, and the plane was full and everything, and she didn't have a mask on and she hadn't quarantined. That makes me a little leery, you know.
In Eureka, there are license plates from Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California. Visitation to nearby Yellowstone National Park was at or above normal levels in the last week of June. But it doesn't worry local real estate agent Gideon Utsi. He spends a lot of time with out-of-state buyers.
And I try to be very careful. I drink some, you know, take my vitamin C, my vitamins, try to keep my hands washed. So I've not dealt with any kind of a deep fear at all on a personal level.
That deep fear of COVID-19, he says, is also combated by his faith. You'd see pastors at a local Christian church.
As one of God's children, I think that we can encounter danger and we can still have a calm no matter what happens in my life, because, you know, I put my faith in Jesus, and the worst that could happen to me is that I die and go home for eternity with Jesus.
America currently leads the world in deaths due to the novel coronavirus. The latest estimates say that, by November, that number could reach 220,000 people. In Eureka, Montana, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Here's an old joke we tell up here. How do you get 100 Canadians out of a swimming pool? You say, excuse me, would you please leave the swimming pool? We'll get out. Americans, not so much. Of course, many Canadians haven't been in a public pool in months. They were told to leave in March, and they dutifully did just that. Here in Nelson, British Columbia, this glacier-fed lake will have to do. And that's just fine with Jeremy McComb, who watches his kids and those cannonballs.
Yeah, I think we've done a great job in coming together, and we can now enjoy summer, a cautious summer, but a summer nonetheless, and not worry too much.
Just down the beach is Eileen Perks, a writer in a wide-brimmed hat. Perks is American by birth and spends roughly half her time in the States, or used to.
It's deeply embedded in the American psyche. They had a tea party and they separated from the crown in a very revolutionary way. Canada has never separated from the crown, and I think the psyche of the two countries is really distinct around personal freedom as a result.
Our motto is peace, order, and good government.
It's opposed to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you tell me to wear a mask, if I don't feel like it, I'm not going to do it.
The mayor of this little Canadian city on a frigid lake is John Dooley. When the virus hit in March, Dooley got regular calls from provincial leaders, who in turn got regular calls from federal leaders.
You know, our provincial governments tend to work very closely together with the federal government. They may not agree on everything, but at the end of the day, we do have this common sort of goal for the greater good of the country. And I think in the United States, there seems to be, at this point in time anyway, every state for itself kind of thing.
Canada is considered a world leader in its handling of the virus, and BC was the most effective province in it. There's only been around 200 deaths from COVID-19, about roughly the death rate for a typical flu season here. British Columbians listened to the advice of their provincial health officer and obeyed it, then turned her into a form of rock star doctor.
Hello. What brings you to the hospital today?
Up at Kootenay Lake Hospital, when the virus first appeared, all elective surgeries were canceled, beds cleared, and a special respiratory wing built. Then Dr. Kevin McKechnie and his colleagues waited and grew bored.
It's actually very boring, but I think that's good news. I think everybody put things aside, that's doctors and patients alike, fearing the worst and wanting to have capacity available in case things did strike. And I think everybody's very pleased that it didn't.
People here laid so low they stopped coming to the hospital for car accidents and heart attacks. There were only about 4 cases of COVID-19 in Nelson in total, but that's not really clear. BC didn't give detailed community numbers. The province just said it's out there, so stay home and perhaps put on a mask when you do go out. Hand sanitizer became the new napkin.
You're a victim in the States and you're a witness in Canada.
Jeff Pensiero is a backcountry ski lodge owner originally from the U.S. He's watched with horror as the virus rages across his former home. Pensiero has family from Cleveland to California.
They flattened the curve up here. We have a clear path to reopening. People feel pretty comfortable and have faith in the government up here compared to the other side of the line where there's a lot of uncertainty and people don't know who to trust and what's real.
Cannonball!
Back at the beach, Mayor Dooley doesn't think British Columbians should dip too deep in self-congratulation. America does have 10 times the people and a love of liberty that often serves them well. This virus loves density and poverty, and the interior of British Columbia doesn't offer much of either.
We have kind of a culture in our country that says, okay, I don't totally agree with what you're saying, but you know what? It's not that far off base. I'm in.
I'm going to get out of the pool.
Exactly.
I'm Bob Keating in Nelson, British Columbia.
A collaboration between the Mountain West News Bureau and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.